I'm Robert Crane, Senior Vice President and General Manager for AGCO.
Give us a description of AGCO.
AGCO is a pure play agricultural equipment company, a worldwide equipment company that has grown rapidly throughout the years. 22 years ago, when we started the company, we were a $150 million company. Today, we're a $10-plus million company. So a tremendous amount of growth over the years, and we address the agriculture equipment plus grain storage business.
All right, and a lot of popular brand names of ag equipment fall under the AGCO umbrella?
Oh, yes. AGCO has its reputation as a consolidator of many of the most popular, well-known brands throughout the world. Some of our primary brands include Massey Ferguson, Challenger, Fendt, and Valtra.
Technology, that's where it is and where it's going.
Yes, it is. Technology certainly is the talk of the day, as it should be. Technology is a challenge, a huge challenge for all of us. There's such an abundance of technology. It's not a factor of what technology is available out there. It's such an abundance. The difficult decision that we're all having to make as manufacturers is choosing what is the technology that you include on your products. And at the end of the day, anyone cannot choose a technology for technology's sake. It has to add value in some aspect to our customers and our dealers' business, be it it has to add productivity from a cost standpoint, it has to create less cost, but it has to add value. So again, let me reiterate, there's an abundance of technology out there. The difficult part is making the decisions in terms of what is the technology that you actually use.
So I understand that you did mention that you are also in the grain business,
yes.
Grain storage business.
Yes.
Tell us about why that is a good fit for AGCO.
Well, AGCO, our vision is professional products for professional producers feeding the world. And you look at the entire value chain from seeding to planting to harvesting, certainly grain storage is in that value chain. And we're looking at the entire value chain from a customer perspective. And we think that we can add some value into that business, which we already have. There is some shared research development, believe it or not, between the equipment business and the grain storage business. Our engineers are working very, very closely, and we think there could be some synergies that truly brings value to our customers.
Does it hold extra meaning, being that we've been through a difficult drought and could extend through another drought, in terms of, you know, how best to store your grain?
Obviously, a drought dramatically impacts the grain storage business. If you're not harvesting a product, you certainly don't need equipment to store that product in. But like any year, this is a very, very cyclical business, and we expect 2013 to be a very, very bullish year for this business. Certainly from a worldwide perspective, no doubt North America had a drought. But if you go to other parts of the world, such as Brazil, especially in China, where there's an increasing reliance upon protein, and certainly the food stock that's being used to feed the pigs and feed the chicken, you need a place to store it. So China is a great growth opportunity, which we're seeing, and it truly made up for the downfall that we had in North America because of the drought. And who knows, in 2013, that could completely flop over and do the opposite.
Bob, tell the folks who are listening to this interview how to find you here at Ag Connect 2013.
We are at the AGCO booth near the south door, and we would love to have anyone come by and talk to our experts.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.